Church of Christ, or Churches of Christ, are a loosely connected network of congregations that were started in the 19th century under the leadership of two men named Stone and Campbell. They are not really considered a Protestant denomination, having been listed separately from them starting in 1906, and they are not to be confused with the International Churches of Christ, which split from the Church of Christ movement in 1993. Unlike other Christian groups or denominations, there isn't necessarily a centralized belief of Church of Christ. Usually you end up going to individual Church of Christ locations to see what they believe. But in short, I recommend this video from Ready to Harvest. It's a wonderful breakdown of their beliefs, and they basically believe in biblical inerrancy. They believe in usually just relying strictly on what the New Testament says as to determining worship and belief systems, and they don't believe in certain things like creeds or the rapture. What I find fascinating about Church of Christ is that it started during the Second Great Awakening, alongside with other religions such as Mormonism, and what they were trying to do was create a more authentic version of Christianity, one that replicated and continued the practices of the church in the first century. However, just like in this comic by XKCD called The Proliferation of Standards, what you'll see with a great deal of Christian movements is that they try to recreate a perfect or more authentic version of Christianity, and then they end up just basically creating a product of their time. What I mean by this is that Church of Christ ostensibly tried to recreate the church of the first century that started in 33 AD. However, the product that they've created is more so reminiscent of a church of the 1700s. And what I mean is that the church of the first century is remarkably different than what most people expect. If you have a church during the first century, for instance, you're not working with the full New Testament. You're more likely just working with a few gospel books, if that, or maybe a few letters from Paul. You're also dealing with the fact that you think that the Lord is coming any time now. You don't think that this generation is going to die before the Lord comes back. So you don't recommend ownership of property. There's no places of worship because you're just worshiping in people's homes and awaiting the second coming. There's other things too. For instance, the divinity of Jesus is still up to debate. That is not something that is settled until the 4th century with the Council of Nicaea. A big distinction between Church of Christ and other Christian organizations is the abstention of musical instruments in worship. Not all Churches of Christ do this, but most do not use musical instruments, citing the fact that it's never explicitly mentioned in the New Testament. Me personally, I used to troll people who I knew went to Church of Christ congregations by citing Psalm 150, because it has verses like, "Praise the Lord with the sound of the trumpet, praise the Lord with the sound of the lute and harp." And I never really got much of a response from that. This is just one example, and remember that every Church of Christ is different, but many Churches of Christ do not permit any form of dancing during worship, and many also do not permit any sort of consumption of alcohol, preferring grape juice instead for communion. What's so fascinating is that the reason why the Church of Christ resembles a church of the 1700s so much is that they were acting in reaction to contemporary movements of the 19th century. The usage of musical instruments was controversial in the 1860s because there were a great deal of churches that were starting to use pipe organs in America. The reaction to dancing is because at that time the waltz was becoming incredibly popular. The waltz was considered too intimate by many people. It was considered sinful. Therefore, dancing was considered sinful. The reaction to alcohol could be in continuance with certain things such as the temperance movement, which was gaining in popularity in the late 19th century. In contrast to this, despite the fact that Church of Christ claims that they take most of their belief system from the New Testament, they still hold on to a great deal of beliefs and practices that come from Protestant Christianity, even if they don't originate from the New Testament. For instance, a great deal of their theology is taken from Calvinism or parts of Reformation theology that came around in the 1500s and 1600s. They also adopted the same 66-book canon as the Council of Carthage in the 4th century. Other things too, such as pews. Pews are never mentioned in the New Testament, yet people from Church of Christ used pews, and those came around in the 1300s. Other things that could be as minor as using a cross insignia. That was not something that came around in the 1st century. People would not be using crosses as symbols back then. And there's other things too, such as celebrating Christmas with Christmas trees and, you know, giving each other presents. So the Church of Christ tried to recreate the Church of the Apostles, but they didn't account for things such as a lack of perspective, implicit bias, or just simply cultural differences. And so they tried to make one thing, and what they ended up making was something a bit different that more so resembled an 18th century Puritan church influenced by Ulrich Zwingli. And I find it interesting. I think a lot of people try to enact positive change, but they don't account for all the different variables and factors, such as removing themselves from the equation or accounting for their own implicit bias, and this influences the type of organizations that they create.